Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, Minister of the 12th Hour Post Office at the Trinity Congregation. I was out at the 12th Hour. Today is September the 16th, 2025, or it's the 25th day of Elul 2029. We're going to do our study today, One Time of Greetings, number 48, and our title for that sermon was Yahweh's certification to resurrect, purify, and consolidate Judah and Israel. And that's the name of our sermon. And our prayer thought is going to be taken from Mount of Blessing, page 217, beginning with the second paragraph. Incidentally, this is the last chapter in the book. You who are resting your hope on the self are building on the sand, but it is not yet too late to escape the impending ruin before the tempest breaks. Flee to the sure foundation. Thus saith the Yahweh, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone of the sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make hay. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am the Yahweh, and there is none else. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy Yahweh. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. We are now to pray that we break away from the self and wholly rely on the Yahweh, that we build upon a sound foundation. Which is the solid rock of our salvation upon a sure foundation that will not be swept away when the storm comes. End of prayer thought. Yahweh's certification to resurrect, purify, and consolidate Judah and Israel. This was in July the 5th, 1947, Jeremiah 31. It contains inspiration's guarantee for the Yahweh's people to return to the homeland. For this chapter, you will recognize, contains a prophecy for the latter days. Jeremiah 31:1. At the same time, said to Yahweh, will I be the Yahweh of all the families of the Israel, and they shall be my people. Let's do that again. At the same time, says the Yeshua, son of the Yahweh, will I be the Savior of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. For the praise. At the same time, takes our thoughts back under Jeremiah 30, verse 24, where it explains that the time is in the latter days of our time, not long hence, therefore, our Yahweh, Yeshua, the Son of Yahweh, will be the Savior of all the families of Israel, that's the 12 tribes, the Yahshua of the whole church. Is going to be the Yahshua of the whole church. Saints and sinners during the judgment for the living will no longer be commingled. Jeremiah 31:2. Thus said to Yahshua, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. For the people who survived the captivity are to find grace in the lands of the Gentiles in the wilderness away from the vineyard. since the promised land is the vineyard, Isaiah 5, then what would the wilderness be but the lands of the Gentiles? Okay. So Yahweh's people will find this grace, whether they are sure the son of Yahweh's people will find this grace at the time that Yahshua causes them to rest from the sojourning after the judgment in the house of the Yahweh takes place, 1 Peter 4:17, Jeremiah 31:3. For the Yahshua has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with a loving kindness have I drawn thee. Let's do that again. Jeremiah 31:3. For the Yahshua, son of Yahweh, hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with a loving kindness have I drawn thee. At the fulfillment of this prophecy, the people will realize that the Yahshua, son of Yahweh, has really loved them, and that he draws them unto himself with his loving kindness. Jeremiah 31:4. Again, I will build it, and thou shalt be built. O virgin of Israel. Now, that virgin of Israel, that word virgin goes with the 144,000. First priest harvest out of the head of the church. During the judgment of at the beginning of the judgment of the living, and the last parabolic hour of the 12th hour. Thou shalt, again, be adorned with thy tabrets, and that's in the 12th parabolic hour, and shall go forth in the dance to them that make merry. For the Asher, son of the Yahweh, assures his people that though the Gentile nations have torn down their kingdom, he will restore it unto them, and they shall again become a glorious and joyous nation. For these promises imply that the people are not now adorned and happy. We may not sort of realize this, but the Yahshua, son of Yahweh, knows better than we do. Jeremiah 31:5. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of the Samaria, for the planters shall plant and shall eat them as a common thing. Most of the world thinks that as the 10 tribes of the kingdom of Israel are lost among the Gentile nations, that their kingdom is forever gone. Yet the Yahshua, son of the Yahweh, who does according unto his good pleasure, plainly declares that the faithful, after their separation from the unfaithful, shall be gathered out and brought back into the mountains of Samaria, and that they shall plant and eat the fruit of their planting as a common thing. Jeremiah 31:6. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise ye, and let us go up to the Mount Zion unto the Yahshua, our Redeemer and Savior, by his blood. For the future watchmen of the Mount Ephraim, rather than separating themselves from those of the Mount Zion, as they did anciently, shall gladly lead the liberty back to Zion. No longer shall arise a question, why is it that our fathers worshipped in this mountain? And you say that in Jerusalem, in the place where men ought to worship, John 4:20, Jeremiah 31:7, for they said to Yahshua, sing with a gladness for the Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nation. Publish ye, and say, O Yahshua, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. For the remnant are those who survived the judgment in the house of the Yahweh at the Kermit Texas 2002, starting Brother Johnson, as the ancient man for the house, Ezekiel 9 and 6, 1 Peter 4:17, but judgment is first against the house of Yahweh. House of Yahweh in 2002 is a term of patience. Gilead sinners. Brother Johnson, as the angel of the seventh candlestick, Laodicea, in charge of Gilead sinners. People now, while dwelling among the sheep of the nation, are urged to proclaim this good tidings in the midst of the singing gladness and praise, saying, O Yahshua, save thy people. This truth is now the very present truth, and it is to be proclaimed and heeded to work and pray unto this end is a message of the hour. Jeremiah 31:7. But thus saith the Yahshua, son of Yahweh, sing with the gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Yahshua, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. For the remnant are those who survive the judgment in the house of Yahweh. Yahweh's people now, while dwelling among the chief of the nations, are urged to proclaim this good tidings in their midst with the singing, gladness, and praise, saying, O Yahshua, save thy people, for this truth is now the very present truth, and it is to be proclaimed and heeded to work and pray unto this end. In the message of the hour, Jeremiah 31:8, behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the coast of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and her that travaileth the child together. A great company shall return thither. We need not fear, for our efforts will not be fruitless. For the Yahshua, son of Yahweh, sincere people, will hear and give heed unto the message of this day. And the Yahshua will thus gather them from the four corners of the earth. Be they blind or lame, be they woman or children, they shall all return to the vineyard of the Yahshua, house of Israel, Isaiah 5:7. Jeremiah 31:9. For they shall come with weeping and with supplication. Will I lead them? I will cause them to walk by the rivers of the waters in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father unto Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Ephraim himself, inspiration says, was to become a multitude of nations. Genesis 48:19. Jeremiah 31:10. Hear the word of the Yahshua, son of Yahweh, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scattered Israel will gather him, and keep him as a shepherd, that his flock. For the Yahshua, son of Yahweh, is speaking, and who dare not take his word to heart? Who dare be indifferent and keep silent? In order for the nations to be able to say, he that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him, they must be nations that believe, nations that understand these prophecies and promises. They are to do what we are doing. But since there is no nation doing this at the present time, and since we are the only ones that are engaged in this work, the truth becomes evident that our message is to awaken nations to the fact that we, as the last descendants of the 12 tribes of Israel, are called forth to declare this truth not only unto all of our brethren in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, but even unto the nations, where the Seventh-day Adventist Church is in all nations. Then the nations are to rebroadcast it to other nations, so declares the Scriptures. For they are to proclaim that the Yahshua's people, son of Yahweh, are to be gathered and kept also. We therefore must not fail in our trust. We must prove worthy of our calling. Jeremiah 31:11. For the Yahshua has redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. We are not able to redeem ourselves, nor are we able of ourselves to return unto our land. For the Yahshua, son of Yahweh, is to accomplish all this for us. The key word there is redeem. Yahshua, the son of Yahweh, by his blood, is to accomplish all this for us. For we ought therefore to be thankful that our freedom and redemption do not depend upon ourselves, for the responsibility is the Yahshua. He is to redeem us from him that is stronger than we. Jeremiah 31:12-14. Therefore they shall come and sing in the house of Zion, and shall flow together unto the goodness of the Yahshua, for wheat, for wine, and for oil, and for the young of the flock, and of the herd, and their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow, and I will satiate the soul of the thief with the fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith Yahshua. These verses, I am sure, need no interpretation or elucidation. Jeremiah 31:15-16. Thus saith the Yahshua, son of Yahweh, a voice is heard in Ramah, lamentation, and bitter weeping. Rachel weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children, because they were not. Thus saith the Yahshua, son of Yahweh, refrain thy voice from weeping, and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Yahshua, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. To understand these verses, we must first look into the historical background of them. Rachel, the wife of Jacob, had but three sons of her own, Joseph and Benjamin. They were the only sons that were born to Jacob in the promised land. Rachel died while giving birth to Benjamin, and so she herself could not have wept for the loss of her children, for they were both with her when she died. Hence, as the only conclusion one can come to, is that Rachel in this scripture is figurative. After the death of Solomon, the kingdom was divided, the 10 tribes taking the north and the 2 tribes taking the south. the tribe of Joseph was in the one kingdom, and the tribe of Benjamin in the other. Rachel, therefore, must be figurative mother of the children of both kingdoms, Judah and Israel. The incident of her, of Jeremiah 31:15, Matthew applied to Herod's killing the children and an attempt to slay the Yahshua, the son of Yahweh, Matthew 2:18. For a study of this verse alone, with the entire context of the chapter, however, will disclose that it has an even more direct application to the dispersion of both kingdoms, Judah and Israel, and of their return from the lands of their enemies unto the fatherland. Jeremiah 31:17-18. And there is hope in thine end, saith the Yahshua, that thy children shall come again unto their own border. For I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. Thus, thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised, as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned. For thou art the Yahshua of my father Yahweh. Well, the two distinct thoughts are brought to view in this verse. First, that the children of the kingdom will come again unto their own border. And second, that they will have beforehand experienced a great revival and reformation. For they will have realized that the Yahshua's chastisement was for their own good, and that the Yahshua is their Redeemer and Savior. For this reformation, along with the Yahshua's mercies, is further seen in the following verses, Jeremiah 31:19-20. Surely after that I was turned, I repented, and after that I was instructed. I smote upon my thigh. I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a present child? For since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, said the Yahshua, son of Yahweh. The next verses contain Yahshua, son of Yahweh's command and counsel unto his people. Jeremiah 31:21. Set thee up the waymark, make thee high a heap. Set thine heart toward the highway, even the way which thou wentest. Turn again, O virgin of Israel, turn again unto these thy cities. For the inspiration here very definitely urges Yahweh's, the church, son of Yahweh's faithful people to get ready for their return to the promised land. And continues, Jeremiah 31:22. How long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Yahshua has created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. And it is not possible for a woman actually to encompass a man. For the woman here spoken of must therefore be symbolical of the church, and the man whom she is to encompass is according unto inspiration as the Yeshua, son of Yahweh himself. For the church therefore is to be made to encompass Yeshua, and thus enter into her new and happy experience. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For lo, I come and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith Yeshua. And many nations shall be joined to Yeshua in that day, and shall be my people, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, and thou shalt know that Yeshua the host has sent me unto thee. And Yeshua shall inherit Judah, his portion in the Holy Land, and shall see Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Yeshua, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Zechariah 2:10-15. Jeremiah 31:23-24. Thus saith Yeshua of the host, son of Yahweh, for the Yeshua of the Israel, as yet they shall use this speech in the land of Judah, thus in the house of David, in the city thereof, when I shall bring again their captivity. For the Yeshua, son of Yahweh, bless thee. O habitation of the justice, and mountain of the holiness, and there shall dwell in Judah itself, and in all the cities thereof together, husbandmen, and they that go forth with the flock. Again, we are told that the everlasting kingdom of the heaven of the Yeshua, son of Yahweh, with the church purified, free of the terrors, is not something mystical, but that it is absolutely real. Jeremiah 31:25-26. For I have satiated the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. Upon this I asked, and beheld, and my sleep was sweet unto me. Evidently, the prophet's awakening must point unto the people's spiritual awakening, and the sweetness of the sleep must point unto the people's love to continue in their slumber and shake their hesitation to awake unto these realities. Jeremiah 31:27. Behold, the days come, said Yeshua, that I will show the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of the beast. After this everlasting kingdom of the heaven, Daniel 2:41-45, is established in the days of these kings, that's here in the 12th prophetic period that we're in now, and that's the prophecy of Daniel 2:44-45, is established in the land of the promise. It shall grow with both man and beast, just as the symbolism of the Daniel chapter 2 explains. For the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Well, that stone has already smote the image. That's what happened down in Kermit, Texas, 2002 and 2003, Daniel 2:35. And the days of these kings, and that we're in the days of these kings right now, here in the 12th prophetic hour, the judgment of the living time, not after their day, shall the Yeshua of the host of the heavens set up a kingdom. So it's Yeshua that set up this kingdom of David, this antithetical kingdom of David here in the 12th hour. And if the kingdom shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, Daniel 2:44. How will they multiply and fill the earth? Let Isaiah the prophet give the answer. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of Yahweh's house that the mountain of the Yeshua, son of Yahweh's house, shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations round about shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up unto the mountain of the Yahshua, son of the Yahweh, unto the house of the Yahshua of the Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths, for out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of Yahshua from Yerushalayim. Isaiah 2:2-3. Jeremiah 31:28. And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them to puff up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, saith the Yahshua, son of Yahweh. From these passages of the scriptures, we see how that the Yahshua, son of Yahweh, will build and increase the everlasting kingdom of the heaven, that he came down from earth, from heaven, to sit upon the throne of David, to sit up here on this 12th parabolic jar that we're in now, the judgment of the living time, and the harvest time of the earth's history. It's to fill the whole earth. Okay, let's do that again. From these passages of the scripture, we see how that the Yahshua, son of Yahweh, will build and increase the everlasting kingdom of the heaven, Daniel 2:44 and 45, and cause it to fill the whole earth, Jeremiah 31:29-30. In those days, they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour bread, and the children's cheeks have sit on it. But everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth his sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. For the ancient kingdom was torn up because of the sins of those who led and ruled the nation. And so all good and bad alike suffered. One of the good persons who suffered for the sins of the bad was Daniel. And thus has it ever been. But now we are coming to the day when everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Michael shall stand up. That's Yahshua, the son of Yahweh, shall stand up. And everyone that shall be found written in the book shall be delivered. Daniel 12:1. Jeremiah 31:31-33, Behold, the days come, saith the Yahshua, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, with the house of Judah, not according unto the covenant that I made with his fathers, and the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Yahshua, son of Yahweh. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Yahshua. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their Yahshua, and they shall be my people. For this new covenant, you see, is to go into effect in the gathering time. Then shall all of Yahshua's people know the differences between good and evil. First shall they know what is the Yahshua's will and way. And John 14:6 says, Yahshua says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And thus shall they be able to perform the good and to shun the evil. For they shall naturally and gladly incline to do good, just as they now incline to do evil. For the Nebuchadnezzar, king of the Babylon, was a very great king. He ruled a great kingdom and lived in a wonderful palace. But as soon as his human heart was taken away from him and the heart of a beast put in him, just as soon as his own desires and ways left him, and the desires and ways of a beast entered him. Daniel 4:16. So with the Yahshua, son of Yahweh's people, just as soon as he puts his law in their inward parts and writes it in their hearts, just that soon the eternal heart's desire and enmity against the Yahshua's law will disappear. No longer will the Yahshua's people need to say, when we want to do good, evil is present. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Romans 7:24. For the Jeremiah 31:34, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Yahshua, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, says the Yahshua. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Note that the sinners and those who are ignorant of the Yahshua, son of Yahweh, shall no longer be among the Yahweh's people. Certainly, it's changed. Let's do it again. Note that the sinners and those who are ignorant of the Yahweh, the Father, shall no longer be among the Yahweh's people. Certainly, a change is coming. Let's do it again. Note that the sinners are those who are ignorant of the Yahweh, Note that the sinners and those who are ignorant of the Yahshua, son of the Yahweh, shall no longer be among the Yahshua, son of Yahweh's people. Certainly, a change is coming, for the present state of the affairs will not long continue, for the sinners will be put away forever. And how glad we are to be that if we now repent, our sins will be forgiven and forgotten, and that no one will ever remind us of them. Jeremiah 31:35-36. Thus said Yahshua, son of Yahweh, which giveth the sun for a light by the day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by the night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar, for the Yahshua, son of the Yahweh of the host, is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Yahshua, son of Yahweh, then the seed of the Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Here is the Yahshua, son of Yahweh's bona fide guarantee against doubt and unbelief. As certainly as the doubter shall not change the ordinances of the heaven, just as certainly shall the Yahshua, son of Yahweh's people, once again become a theocratic nation, church and state ruler, in other words. Jeremiah 31:37-40. Thus said to Yahshua, son of Yahweh, if the heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, said to Yahshua. Behold, the day is come, said to Yahshua, son of Yahweh, that the city shall be built unto the Yahweh, Father, from the tower of the hand here unto the gate of the corner, and the measuring line shall yet go forth over against it, up on the hill of Jerob, and shall compass about to Joab, and the whole valley of the dead bodies and of the ashes, and all the fields unto the brook of Kidron, and to the corner of the horse gate towards the east, shall be holy unto the Yahshua, son of Yahweh, for it shall not be crushed up are thrown down anymore forever. This brings us to this hour contact. You get the 11th hour call on number 11.